Juneau's mayor today said he's actively getting involved in trying to find a state senator for the capital city. Bruce Botello released a written statement saying that neither Governor Sarah Palin nor the Senate Democrats are to blame in the controversy that has seen two nominations rejected by the legislative caucus. However, he points out that Juneau has not had a senator for nearly half this year's session, and residents would appreciate having a voice at the end of the session. Botello is proposing former Juneau Mayor Dennis Egan as a candidate. He is the son of the state's first governor, Bill Egan. Egan spent his working career in broadcasting, most recently selling his last radio station, KINY, in Juneau. Botello says Egan is still highly regarded in the political community.
Overall, he would enjoy widespread support among the full spectrum of the community. And when I say full spectrum, I mean the political spectrum. He did a very credible job as mayor. He's been active in a variety of civic organizations in Juneau virtually all of his adult life.
The consideration of Egan was well received by Senate Democrats. Majority Leader Johnny Ellis says the mayor's proposal should not be seen as a compromise in any way. He calls it a win-win settlement.
He has a name that is magic in Alaska Democratic politics and Alaska politics generally. So there might be a few environmentalists that grumble that they didn't get an environmentalist or an anti-road person into the position. That's not what this is about. It's a gold star for everybody involved if it works out.
Ellis says there will be universal praise if Egan's name is proposed, and Representative Beth Kurtula, who has been among the choices by the Juneau Democratic Party, has endorsed Egan.
I have deep regard for the Egans. I think that he truly understands and appreciates our community, and I think that he would be a very good compromise all the way around.
The next step is up to the governor. So far, her staff has not responded for comment.